Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today we're going to be talking about boundaries. It's one of the most important parts of healing and also one of the hardest things to actually practice. And for a long time, I thought boundaries meant being mean or selfish, like I was pushing people away. But now I see boundaries as learning to love myself and other people at the same time, not loving others at my expense. Boundaries are simply what's okay with me and what's not okay with me. They're not punishment. They're protection. They're how we stay connected without losing ourselves. So today I have invited my friends and co-leaders, Dottie and Ashley, to join me for a conversation about what boundaries have meant in our lives, what we've learned, what we're still learning, and what we hope that you will take away from this today. So ladies, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Good to be here.
Yes, happy to be here.
So when we hear the word boundaries, what comes to mind now? And what did it used to mean before your healing journey?
I think for me, I didn't really understand boundaries at all. And I didn't know that they were something that was necessary and something that was really good for a relationship. I kind of felt like boundaries would like create distance between me and other people. It just felt something really, really vulnerable that I felt like I wasn't safe to express in a lot of my relationships. And I feel like now I'm learning that boundaries are a really beautiful thing. If you're doing it with the right people, it can be something that really brings you closer and build trust in your relationships.
How about for you, Dottie?
For me, boundaries, I didn't even know they existed. I hear the word and I didn't really understand what it meant to have a boundary. Growing up, believing I had to earn love meant that I had to say yes to everything. I had to be a yes girl, you know, so that way people would like me. That way people would want to be with me. So I would say yes to everything. So before healing, that's what I did. I said yes, even though it meant I was not honoring what I wanted. Even though, you know, my whole body is screaming, you don't want to do that, you still go and do it out of, sometimes it's out of guilt. Like, oh, if I don't, like, they're not going to like me anymore. You know, or I'm going to be a bad person. But what I learned is you don't have to people please to be kind.
Right.
You can be kind without people pleasing. So.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry, Dottie, go ahead.
I learned that having love without boundaries led me to depletion. And that depletion led me to resentment. So that's what I learned. Now I don't blame myself anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. So like kind of what I'm hearing you guys say is when we don't have boundaries, we're abandoning ourselves, right? We don't matter in that moment. And I think for many of us, we were conditioned in that way, that being nice, right, was being loving instead of realizing that the cost of that was losing us. Brené Brown says the most compassionate people she studied are the ones with the strongest boundaries. Because real compassion isn't letting people walk over you. It's being clear about what's okay and what's not okay. Another thing that you guys mentioned was that resentment piece. And recognizing that in our body, like resentment or exhaustion, is often a sign that a boundary's been crossed or that we haven't set a boundary at all. And I know for me, I carried that quiet resentment with me for years, but I didn't realize that was because I was betraying myself. So when we recognize those things in our body, right, like we talk about getting reconnected to your body, then that's a sign that there is somewhere that we don't have a boundary in place or somewhere that a boundary is being violated. So when did you guys first realize that you were betraying yourself to keep the peace? When did that switch kind of happen where you could see it?
I know I ended up in a place of complete exhaustion, just emotionally spent. And I knew that something had to change. So learning that I really had no idea who I was, what I wanted, and all of those things. Once, again, that foundation of you matter, once I believed that, then I wanted to create an atmosphere and a life that honored me. So when I realized that I couldn't do it anymore. Like I would plan to be with people 24/7. I couldn't be alone. Because if I was alone, that meant I must not be loved. So finally, I learned that I mattered, that my peace mattered, that my body, you're saying how we're affected by it in our bodies, that my physiology mattered. Like I was constantly anxious and hypervigilant and on alert. So when I learned that I could find peace by actually putting up the boundary. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I thought boundaries were walls that were going to keep people out. Mm. But what I learned is that they're really doors for me to choose what I let in.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So when I learned that, it takes the pressure off of blaming myself for everything, you know? And it also takes the pressure off of me saying, oh, this person crossed my boundary. You know, why did they do that? I wish they wouldn't. Well, it really had nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have that boundary up.
Yeah.
They just living their life, walked right through, you know?
Yeah. Because boundaries are really about our protection. Mm-hmm. It's not even really for the other person. It's for our protection and our space. Like when I think about boundaries, it's just as much about taking up space and leaving space for other people. Like, no, this is my space. Like, this is what I need, what I want. This is what's okay with me, what's not okay with me. But it's also leaving space for other people to exist and matter too. So in that sense, boundaries is really love. Like it's the way to create a safe, loving connection with someone. Because when you think about when boundaries aren't in place, what does that look like? A disaster, right? No one's being authentic, right? There's no sense of real safety and connection. It's just kind of running over each other. It just creates a lot of hurt and a lot of confusion. Boundaries are really about protections to put in place to make the relationship be able to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
and for both people to matter.
Yeah, and I think for me, growing up in a big family, we didn't really have healthy boundaries. You know, there wasn't really a whole lot of space for us to have like spatial boundaries. There wasn't a whole lot of, that wasn't a thing that was really taught, you know, to respect other people's boundaries. There were certain aspects of boundaries, but as far as like relational boundaries, that wasn't really a thing. I think growing up the way that I did, I just kind of learned that I just kind of had to go with the flow, you know, like we were just kind of in survival mode, just like go with the flow. You just kind of do everything that everybody else is doing and you don't ask for anything. You don't take up space because that was just kind of like just a dangerous thing, I think, for me growing up. And so I think boundaries just, I think I realized that boundaries were like something necessary. And I think this is something that Dottie mentioned too, was when I noticed the resentment that I felt.
Yeah.
I started to feel, and that was like my biggest warning sign, was that resentment. Like once I started to feel resentment towards people, I was like, okay, like there needs to be a boundary. There needs to be some communication. There needs to be something that lets this person know like, hey, you know, this hurt my feelings, or this is not okay with me, or this is something that I'm not willing to tolerate. I always thought that that would be something that would kind of pull me away from other people. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing it in healthy relationships with healthy people, it's actually something that's going to bring you closer, because those people will hear your boundary and they'll hear that it bothered you, and they will appreciate that you took the time to communicate and share something vulnerable with them. Because boundaries can be vulnerable. You know, it can be opening up like, hey, this bothers me. And sometimes that can be really scary, especially when you've had experience with doing that with unsafe people who don't respect boundaries. It can be really scary. But once you experience it with healthy people, with people who care, who are empathetic, who know what boundaries are, and they know how important they are, and they have the emotional intelligence to kind of read the situation and be like, oh, maybe I can work on that. They have that self-awareness to look in and say, this is something that I can maybe work on. So I think for me, that resentment is the biggest, and it's still my biggest flag. Like if I feel resentment, I know, okay, it's time for me to start communicating how I feel. And it's something that's actually really helped my marriage in a huge way. And I feel like all of my relationships as well, is just like being honest and being, you know, with safe people, being honest and being like, hey, we need to talk, you know, we need to figure out how to go about this.
Yeah. And when you've experienced a lot of relationships that don't have that, you know, I find like I celebrate that. Like when I hear my friends say no, or I hear them say, I don't want to do that, or that doesn't sound fun, I just want to like start clapping and be like, yes, I love your boundaries. Because there's something about that that you can trust it. If they will say no when they need to, then you can also trust their yes. Because now we're recognizing that this person is being honest and trusting you with that. So I find with my friends and with my clients, I'm celebrating boundaries. I'm like, woohoo, yes, we're going to celebrate that. Because for many of us, that was not allowed. Like we didn't even know that we could have boundaries. We didn't know what boundaries were. You know, it meant rejection, or it meant that we were even rejected by other people. And one of the things that's interesting that I've noticed is when you've lived a life with no boundaries for so long and people kind of get used to that part of you, and then when you have a boundary with those people and they don't like it, you kind of realize, wow, they liked me better when there wasn't really a me in the relationship. Right? Have you guys experienced that? I'm just curious.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's been so much pushback of me in my growing journey of kind of figuring out like who's willing to respect boundaries and who's not. Who's really, who really even knows what boundaries is? Because I've heard people say, oh, you know, this is my boundary, but they don't understand what a boundary is. Mm-hmm. And so, and they also don't know how to respect other people's boundaries. And so that's something I've definitely seen. And it's made me appreciate the people who don't push and the people who don't nudge or, you know, try to get you to do what they want or whatever. Like the people who just respect it and are just like, okay, like those people, it's made me appreciate them that much more. Mm-hmm. Just knowing and knowing like, wow, that was really respectful. I set a boundary and they were like, okay, like I totally get it, yeah. You know?
Yeah. And it's cool to see people that choose to grow along with you, mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, okay, I kind of like this new you. Mm-hmm. And then they actually learn to start having boundaries too, or experience in a safe relationship that maybe they've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I find that feeling of guilt or pushback when you have that boundary. Have you guys experienced that? Like that sense of like guilt, and how do you handle that?
Putting up boundaries is not easy. Mm-hmm. When you start feeling that resentment, it's not fair to you nor to the other person. Mm. Yeah, because you're not showing up authentically. Yeah, so once you, if you can find the right people that understand that, that mm. really want the authentic part of you, mm-hmm. those are your people. Mm-hmm. And then people are now, wait a minute, you know, there's a new dot in town. Mm-hmm. And they now have to learn how to navigate your boundaries, mm-hmm. you know, because they're seeing a different side of you. That takes time.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time, and it's for both parties. I mean, unless you can be in a relationship or a friendship where there's mutuality, mm-hmm. then, you know, while you're in it, mm-hmm. if it's not a mutual kind of thing. And when you do find the people who will allow you to be completely authentic, mm-hmm. you know, that's where you find your energy. That's right. Where you regain your power and your voice and all of those things that we talk about. It's really life-changing. So the mm-hmm. boundary really is for both parties. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times the other party doesn't quite understand what you've been through, but they're not willing to understand the new you, then they may not be for you, but that will open up the space for those who are for you. Mm-hmm. I'm the bad person because I'm giving up, you know, it looks like I'm giving up on this relationship when really I'm just trying to make it better.
Yeah. You're actually giving the relationship a chance to survive because boundaries is love. I've had to own that I've changed, right? Like in a relationship where I've operated a certain way and I've had no boundaries and I've said yes to everything and I've done everything, you know, I almost have to own like I've changed. Like I've realized that I used to do that and I used to allow you to talk to me in this way. And I used to just say yes, even when my body said no. But I just want you to know I'm not that girl anymore, right? I just want you to know what to expect moving forward in this relationship. I'm not really that person, and I'm not going to continue to allow that. In a sense, they're probably kind of like, well, who are you and where did you come from? And I'm just like, you know what? It makes sense. Like, if that other person did that, I would be feeling the same way. Mm-hmm. But with curiosity, we can all learn and grow in that space.
Yeah, I think it can be shocking to some people when you've done it a certain way for so long and then you change and you're like, okay, yeah. I'm no longer, like you said, tolerating, you know, X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's only natural to get pushback. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also natural to feel maybe some guilt and shame and, mm-hmm. and kind of be like, is this okay? Yeah. You know, but at the same time, it is okay. And I'm giving anybody permission who needs permission that mm-hmm. it's absolutely okay. And boundaries, I feel like they can show up in many different ways, you know, and they can show up as some as an internal boundary. If someone is draining, I'm going to make sure I do short conversations with them. And it's not something I need to say or have a conversation with anyone with, or not going places that are draining. You know, that can be a boundary. And then there's the conversation aspect. But I think just that when you're making changes and you're doing big things, especially when you're conditioned to not really have autonomy or boundaries or anything like that, I think it's only natural for us to feel some resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's only natural to feel resistance. And I think if you think about it that way and you think, oh, okay, like this is a part of the process, you're mentally prepared for it, then you kind of know, okay, I'm going to set this boundary and it might shock some people. Some people are going to be mad and they're going to be angry. Some people might even say hurtful and ugly things. They might try to use my boundaries against me and say I'm cruel or hurtful or, you know, whatever. And that's okay. Because at the end of the day, you know you better than anybody else.
Right.
And you know your intentions are good. And you know this is simply just a boundary. And they're not used to that. And they're going to get used to it. Because they don't have an option.
That's the guilt and shame that had been unauthentic. I had not been my true self for all those years. Mm-hmm. So now that I know what I want, like, need, and I'm asking for that, that's, you know, it's because I'm not used to doing that. That's where I feel guilt. Like, I'm asking you for something that I never asked you before.
Right.
You know, and so that's where guilt and shame came in for me. But when you learn to follow that gut instinct,
right,
your body's telling you no, your body's on fire, you don't want to do that, you need some space, whatever it is, when your body's telling you that, that's when your body is saying you need rest, and that's where you find peace.
Right.
Because when you're just constantly putting yourself out there, constantly available for everything, for everyone who needs something, you completely burn yourself out. There's no time for you to relax, for you to even have a thought. So much chaos going on in your head because you don't ever have time to sit and think that once you get to the point of, I can't do this anymore, you know, and you have that frustration, then what are you doing? Is you taking it out on everybody else that's in your life, your husband, your kids, whoever gets it, instead of really learning to follow after peace. And your body will tell you that. Your body will say, you need to stay home today. And your mind's going to say, but if I miss out, oh, FOMO.
Yeah.
FOMO, we're missing out. Your body says, no, you need to stay home today. And then a family member says, oh, but if you stay home today, you know, so-and-so is going to talk about you. But when you follow that gut, your gut instinct will tell you every time.
And I think, too, like a part of boundaries, what I've learned is you have to know what you need. Like you, and that's something I've learned in my, like, healing journey, like what my needs are. And you can't set boundaries if you don't know what your needs are. And I think a lot of people don't set boundaries because they don't know what they need.
Right.
You know, like that's been a huge thing that we're figuring out, like even in my marriage, because we'll get frustrated and then we're just like, what do I need? And we'll ask each other, like, what do you need? And we're kind of like, I don't know.
Right. But
it's one of those things, it's like, You're learning as you go, like what you need. Then you can really figure out where your boundaries are. And boundaries are a constantly evolving thing. You know, as you're learning more about yourself, as you're learning more about other people in your life, you're constantly evolving your boundaries and they're changing.
Right. And as we're connected to our body and listening to our body, we're learning what some of our boundaries are because our body's saying, hold up, wait a minute. And you know, one of the things that really helped me is when I realized I'm responsible for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not responsible for every other person's emotions and how they respond to any of this, but I am responsible for me. And mm-hmm. so how good of a job am I doing at taking care of me, listening to my body, saying no when I need to, and really honoring myself?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of simplified it for me. Like, I'm not responsible for how people respond or how people react or how other people's emotions, you know, like prior to having boundaries, I would just feel like it's my responsibility to take care of their emotions. And so I'm going to do that by not having a boundary. And just making sure everybody else is okay while I'm losing myself. And like Dottie said, that's going to impact the relationship. That's mm-hmm. harming both of us. Boundaries are in place to help both of us be better and have a place in this relationship to matter. So yeah, we've kind of talked about how our body holds a lot of that. One of my favorite people, Gabor Mate, says our nervous system actually registers unsaid truth as stress. When we silence ourselves or tolerate too much, the body pays the price. So he reminds us that when we shut down emotion, we shut down parts of our immune system, our joy, even our capacity for connection. And that hit me when I first heard that, because my body was carrying what my voice refused to say. So that's another reminder of how important it is that what is going on inside of us matters. And that one boundary is that we are allowed to take up space. Like, you're safe to take up space. And there's a cost to not doing that. Mm-hmm. Our body pays the price of that. Right?
We're anxious and sleepless. And, you know, we have these ruminating thoughts. Everything right. you go over, everything you said and did, and did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Because, you know, you have no boundary. You're just trying to people please your way through life. And then on the other side of that, when you have that boundary up, that's where you can find rest and safety. That's where you find your energy.
Right.
You get clarity. You have emotional well-being, and you can become authentic and have authentic connections.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, so when our body is talking to us all the time and we are conditioned not to listen to it anymore, we right. just kind of walk around outsourcing what we think, what we want, what we know, what we say to everyone else. And if it's outsourced, then we're not living within our own selves.
Yeah, definitely. I felt it in my body, just not having boundaries and mm-hmm. kind of just going along with the flow and not really communicating my needs or my wants or any of that. And I've noticed as I've gotten more and more in touch with myself and setting boundaries and having healthy relationships and all of these things, I've noticed that my symptoms in my body have also gotten better. Like I'm not sick like I used to be. I was sick for a long time, not sick anymore. You know, I don't really have migraines anymore. I used to get migraines like almost every day. I used to have dizziness almost every single day. Now I have none of those symptoms. And so it really does show up in your body when you just don't set boundaries and when you allow unhealthy, toxic patterns to continue to go in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, so true, you know, like the cost of not doing it, but then the benefits of doing it, like the benefits of actually having peace in your life and actually your body feeling better and just showing up authentically, like you said. It's like we've talked about, you really can't put a price tag on what it feels like to actually live in that space and honor yourself and know that you're honoring yourself and know that you're taking good care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It impacts our health. It impacts just how we feel about ourselves. So
it impacts our power.
Absolutely. Because
when we're not aligned, like when our mind and our bodies are not aligned, mm-hmm. we lose power.
That's right.
You know, so when they are aligned, that's when you feel empowered. Mm. And sometimes you might not feel so good in your mind and body to put up a boundary, but when you can feel the power, you know you've done the right thing. Mm. Your body will also tell you, yes, you've done the right thing. It might not feel good. It might not feel good because mm-hmm. it's something you're not used to doing. But when you feel the power, that's when you know you've done the right thing. You can build on that. Like, okay, putting up a boundary actually gives me power, gives me energy, gives me strength, opens up things for me to do things that I want to do, I love to do. You know, so now life becomes fun and worth living. Mm-hmm.
And when you remember that you're the one that you're actually responsible for, you know, then it's like, oh, you know, it's like taking your power back. Like you said, like now you're creating the life that you want to live. You're creating the relationships you want to have. You're creating a life that we're more excited about showing up in because we actually get to show up in it and not just be what everyone else wants us to be, but fully, you know, take up space, the space that only we can take up. Well, yeah, that's beautiful. So if someone is kind of listening and just beginning this work of like, I didn't even know that I was allowed to have boundaries. I didn't even know that that was okay. Where do I even begin with this? What would y'all suggest for someone to start?
I really love this exercise on values, on what you value and learning what you value in different areas of your life, you know, what you value in career, what you value in relationships, all the different areas of your life, because a lot of us don't know really what we want. So that's the starting point, just to find that out. What do I value? What do I like? What do I want? And then start creating your life around and then listening to your body. If you need community, you're not going to find community if you just stay in your house. Value community, then, you know, take a chance, go out there, find something you like to do and find the community around that. It's really finding what you want and then setting an intention to go out and do it and get it and reach for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say educating yourself on, I feel like educating yourself on like toxic behaviors can mm-hmm. help you to set appropriate boundaries.
Yeah.
If you educate yourself on toxic behaviors and dysfunctional behaviors, you can identify those behaviors better. Then you can talk about them and then you can learn how to set a boundary around it and say, hey, I don't like it when you talk to me this way. I don't like it when you do X, Y, and Z. And then you can also identify healthy people, because the healthy people may not always understand it. Mm-hmm. They may not understand it and they may give you some pushback, but they're also going to be open to hearing why you think the way you think. And they're going to give you the chance to maybe explain it to them. I think number two would be, and very similar to Dottie's too, is like figuring out what your needs are.
Yeah.
Know what your wants are, and then setting appropriate boundaries around your time, around the people that you hang out with, the relationships, you know, deciphering how much time and energy you want to give to each relationship, and then doing things accordingly. Because boundaries, like I mentioned earlier too, they can be internal and they can be a conversation and something that you say to someone out loud. There's a lot of really good techniques on boundaries that you can learn about through books as well. So I would say education would be the biggest one. Like, just educate yourself mm-hmm. on what boundaries is. What does that look like? What's unhealthy? What's healthy?
Right. Yeah.
And so give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Give yourself grace yeah. through the process, because it's definitely a learning process. Some days you'll get it right. Some days, you know, your boundaries will all be messed up and they'll be crossed and you'll be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, it's a learning. Mm-hmm. And it takes some time to get used to your, right. your new thinking.
Exactly. It's new for us too.
Right. So give yourself grace.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was thinking too, like, just kind of start small. Like, if someone invites you to do something, or, you know, go to a certain restaurant or something, ask yourself, is that something I really want to do? And if it's not, like, say no, you know, like, just say no, I don't really like that, you know, and that might be like a safe space to just start exercising mm-hmm. you saying no. Because what you probably will find when you say no, and Ashley, you have a story about this with the restaurant that you visited often and then realized, I don't even like that. I don't even like that place. And so I was like, well, maybe we should communicate, you know, that we don't like that place. But mm-hmm. that's the awareness piece, right? Yeah. And just mm-hmm. realizing, what do I like? What do I not like? Giving yourself permission mm-hmm. to answer those questions, but then to follow through and be like, no, I don't like that. Or, mm-hmm. I'm learning though, like, we have to allow ourselves to be willing to disappoint people mm-hmm. by saying no sometimes, you know? And I think it's probably a healthy thing to be saying no multiple times a day. We probably went from never saying no ever, to now almost like, you know, giving yourself permission to say no a lot more often. Yes, without explanation.
We're so conditioned to just, I can't do this because, and then it's all these things. Wait, I'm not feeling that tonight. I want to stay home tonight. It could be any simple reason. We don't have to go through this big old dissertation of why we can't come to your party tonight.
Right? Nah.
Thank you for the invite, but I can't come tonight.
And that's the great part too. I love that you said that. And I love what both of you said, because Dawn, I feel like starting small is so important, especially mm-hmm. if you're just learning for the first time how to set boundaries mm-hmm. and maybe you don't have good boundaries and you have a lot of resentment. It can be so hard to like be like, okay, now I'm just going to go crazy. I'm going to say no to everything. I'm going to do whatever I want. Like, it can be so scary, but you can start small.
Right.
And you can start with safe people who you know are respectful too.
Yeah.
Love what you said too, Dottie, because it's like, you don't need to explain mm-hmm. why, because sometimes that invalidates your boundary in the first place.
Right.
You're just like, oh, it's because of this and this and this. And you can just say no. I'm tired and I really just want to rest tonight. And that's yeah. good. Or just, no, I won't be able to make it. I hope you have fun.
Oh, you know? Yeah. And then it's, you know, when you actually do get brave and follow through on your boundary, then that just feels really good.
You know, you're like, energy energizes.
Yes. Yes.
And it does, because you're not giving energy to things that you don't want to give your energy to, or things that drain you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, at the core of all of this is you matter. And mm-hmm. so to simplify it, you matter. Your needs matter, right? Like you said, Dottie, your values matter. Your pain matters, like all of that. And if we wake up every day in that mindset, and then we go throughout our day remembering that we matter in every conversation that we show up to, or in every, you know, then I think the boundaries are going to naturally come from that place of honoring ourselves mm-hmm. and what I want actually matters, or what I don't want matters. And the more that I know that about myself, the more I can communicate that with other people, you know, then it just kind of, it makes it make a little bit more sense. Like, boundaries don't have to be this big, scary thing. It's just learning how to love yourself as you're learning how to love other people. So ladies, anything else like that maybe we just didn't get a chance to say, or that you feel like is important that we share? Anybody got anything like that?
Well, boundaries protect our energy and our peace, and they allow us to show up authentically. So, you know, they're there to create clarity, and then people know what to expect from us when we set them, and we know what to expect from ourselves. So I think that they're so important, and it's not always easy, but it's the best feeling when you finally have your own boundaries. You are letting in what you want in and keeping out what you want out. Creating the life that you want, the life that you deserve, the life that you've always wanted. It's possible.
Absolutely. And you're worth it. Right? Like, it's whatever it takes for you to heal, whatever it takes for you to show up in life and matter, you're worth it. And that's worth fighting for. So ladies, thank you so much for just being with us today and sharing your wisdom and just your life experience, being willing to share that with the world. So just as a wrap up, let's remember boundaries are love. They're love with definition. They protect what's sacred. They keep us aligned with the truth. They allow love to grow in a healthy way. You matter. Your peace matters. And every time you honor a boundary, you're teaching the world how to love you better. So thank you guys for joining us today. And until next time, keep embracing your brave.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.